Ladies and gentlemen, from Canada, Giselle.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Mesdames et messieurs.
Once again, we welcome Giselle of Canada, singing and playing her songs in English and in French.
And may I say welcome, Rupert, to our very lovely guest, Miss Ava Gardner.
You certainly may, and I'll join with you. And I see from this first number on the program, Giselle, that you're in a bit of a predicament.
I certainly am.
A delightful French song. It's called, I can't pronounce this.
Je tire ma révérence.
Oh, that's it.
Je tire ma révérence de mauvais hasard. Parler de France, je pense et donne à moi. Dites-lui que je l'aime, je l'aime quand même. Dites-lui, voulez-vous, bonjour, bonjour, et voilà tout. Pourquoi perdre-nous dans nos adieux?
One of the things that I, along with several million other Americans, like about movies is lovely Ava Gardner. And here today, lovelier than ever, is the young lady herself. Welcome, Ava Gardner.
Thanks, Rupert. And I want to ask you something about Canada.
Oh, go ahead. I'll do the best I can.
Well, where is the place?
Where is it? Oh, now, Ava.
Oh, I know where it says on the map, but how do you know when you're there? How do you know when you're right out of this country and up among foreigners?
Well, now, let's see.
I went up to Canada once. And I know perfectly well I was across the border because a customs officer talked to me. He was tall and he had a nice smile and cute wavy hair, smile and cute wavy hair.
Mm-hmm.
And his uniform had Canada on it, all right. But after I passed him, his whistle was perfectly American.
Are you sure it wasn't, more conservative? They say Canadians are a bit that way.
Well, maybe. But there I was across the border and everything looked exactly the same. Not a trapper or a moose or a mounted policeman to be seen.
My, what did you see?
My own face. Grinning back at me from a bill on the side of a movie house.
Well, you could certainly do worse than that.
Well, maybe. But there I was in a foreign country and...
And you didn't feel foreign a bit?
No. There was a different flag flying, and you could see little intriguing differences all about you. But underneath them, everything was the same. The border was there somewhere behind me, and I suppose it made a lot of difference to customs officers and government. But it didn't make any difference to people. There must be an awful lot of them go back and forth across that line.
About 30 million crossings a year, they say.
30 million?
That's right. Of course, at Windsor and Detroit and Buffalo and Fort Erie and places like that, thousands and thousands of people live on one side and cross to the other to go to work every day. Then, of course, there are all the people who cross for a holiday the way you did.
Oh, and it's no wonder that the stores are loaded with American goods and the streets filled with American cars. Canada must be a pretty good customer of ours.
The biggest one we have, Ava. For instance, in 1947, the Canadians paid us just about $2.5 billion in cold cash for American goods and services.
Oh.
Of which, incidentally, quite a bit was paid out for American movies.
Ah, and I suppose we buy a lot from Canada, too.
Oh, yes, about $1 billion worth.
But there are 140 million of us, and only 12 million Canadians. Why don't we buy more?
Well, don't ask me. Maybe we haven't looked around enough to see what they have to offer.
Well, then we ought to. There's certainly plenty more. Let's promote it.
All right. Starting now. Could I interest you in a little imported musical number by Giselle of Canada?
You certainly could.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, he first set his eyes on sweet Molly. Her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive. Fishmonger, but sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. And they each wheeled their barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive. Alive, alive, oh,
That was a sad little Irish song, Cockles and Mussels. You know, I can't believe the title of this next song would apply to Giselle. A trout, no doubt.
I'm a fisherman who has got a knack, but I gave it all up today. 'Cause I felt so sad when I caught a shad who had these words to say. A trout, no doubt. My papa was a trout, no doubt. My papa was a trout, for he's stout for a trout. There's no doubt he's a whopper of a trout throughout. A bat with glass. My mama was a bat with glass. My mama was a bass, she surpassed any bass with her class. My mama was a classy bass. Uncle God, he's an octopus, he lives in a song. Cousin Ish is a musical fish, the local piano tuner. A whale, oh hail, my brother is a whale, oh hail. My brother is a whale, though he's frail. My brother is an ailing whale. That's the end of this fishy tale.
I hope our lovely guest, Eva Gardner, liked that number.
Well, this is Rupert Lucas adding our sincere thanks to her. Next week, our guest will be that great performer, Eddie Cantor.
And this is Giselle saying, au revoir, until next week.
J'attendrai le jour.